our Creator, our Redeemer, and our Eternal Sustainer. Amen.
Amen.
The story in our gospel lesson today is one with all of the makings of a Hollywood movie. Power, corruption, sex, and murder. Indeed, Hollywood has reenacted this scene in several movies, and it certainly makes for a good drama, and therefore good entertainment. And yet this is not fiction. This is a real-life tragedy in which an unethical abuse of power brutally, violently took away the life of a righteous, good man. And as we know all too well, this was not the first time in history that something like that ever happened, nor would it be the last. You see, this account firmly places John the Baptist in the long tradition of Israel's prophets. Now, many people think that prophecy is about predicting the future, and that certainly can be a component of it. But one of my favorite definitions of prophecy is that, at its heart, it is about speaking the truth to power. Prophecy is speaking the truth to power. That is, oftentimes the prophet is one who wields far less social and political power than the one that they must prophesy to. So from the get-go, there is a huge imbalance of power in the relationship, and a sense that the task before the prophet is really an insurmountable one. Prophets were almost always delivering bad news, news that the receiver would not want to hear or receive. And because that person had considerable power, there was always the risk that as a reward for sharing the bad news, the prophet would wind up jailed, tortured, or dead. A huge price to pay for delivering a message from God. So prophets are folks who are given difficult truths to show to people who are in powerful positions because they are disobeying God. As in John's case, he was probably not the only one to notice that what King Herod was doing by marrying his brother's wife was extremely unethical and wrong. But he was the one who risked it all to tell him about it. Now, interestingly, it's the wife who wants John out of the picture. Apparently, she must have liked being married to Herod over his brother Philip, and therefore didn't want the arrangement to change. So it's Herod who protected John. He at least had some insight, some level of understanding that John is indeed a righteous man, a special person. Still, Herod jailed John for his troubles. And you see, that is the risk of being a prophet, of putting oneself into the direct line of fire. Even though Herod thought somewhat highly of him and was at least intrigued by him, he still incarcerated him. And his wife and daughter ultimately conspired to have him killed. Thus, in the end, he paid the ultimate price for his service to God. And we might even say it was carried out for one of the most ridiculous reasons of all: lust. Herod, guided by his hormones, made a ridiculous promise, and although he didn't want to carry it out, he felt obligated to do so. And so, John the Baptist lost his life. Now, if you're like me, hearing this particular story on this particular Sunday, you might be wondering, where is the gospel? Where is the good news in this? The moral of the story seems to be that if you follow God's will in your life and you're called to do something dangerous, you can literally end up losing your head. And not for any good reason either. But I think the lesson for today is something larger than that. It's about the dynamics of earthly power and leaders who are not guided by God, who hold lots of authority and make unethical decisions because of it. Starting to sound familiar? Again, if you are like me, you may be feeling some frustration with our very own state government these days. For example, the budget situation has touched my family as it has thousands of others. My husband has been informed to prepare for a pay cut and furloughs beginning in September. And yet that plan is still pending the outcome of the final state budget, which has yet to be passed. So there is still much anxiety and unease floating around, wondering what will ultimately happen. And if you're like me, it seems unreal that this situation is still going on, and you may have even fantasized about what you might say to any number of these leaders if you could have just 5 minutes with them. Or maybe that's just me. But I think what this story of the beheading of John the Baptist reminds us is that there are consequences for our actions. John was doing the right thing, a bold and courageous thing, and he made the wrong people very angry as a result. And the consequences for his actions were dire, to say the least. We, luckily, live in a society where we can use our voices to tell our leaders how we feel, to call upon them to change their ways if need be. And as long as it's done legally, we should fear no reprisals from them. Contrast this with the two American journalists who are currently imprisoned in North Korea for the next 12 years. Again, they are facing consequences for actions that may very well be unjust. And yet, that is the power dynamic of the place where they are. None of this, however, none of this can or should stop us from doing what we know to be true and right and good in our hearts. A prophet speaks the truth to power, risking great bodily harm because they are doing God's work in the process. And what Jesus promised is not that we would never be harmed or reproached for our actions in the name of God undertaken on this earth, but rather that there will be a better life for us once this one is over, if we follow him while we are here. That is what makes the prophets like John the Baptist truly powerful. They stood up for what was right, paid the consequences, and now have eternal life with God because they trusted and believed. Not all of us are called to be prophets, per se, but we are called to live as Jesus has asked us to live, serving the poor, healing the sick, loving our neighbors as ourselves, and worshiping our God with all our hearts. If we do these things earnestly and devoutly, we will quickly realize that they are not always the easiest things to do. But they are necessary. And while they may gain us some unpleasant consequences in this lifetime, the rewards later on will be well worth it. So we should not get discouraged. The powers that be will do what they do. But we have a much higher power who will have the final say. And that is where our focus must be now.